Hashem, this will be the final shiur in Chutz Laaretz. So we have to make it a good one. Because Bez Hashem, Sunday I have a flight. Hopefully we'll have a flight before that. But if we're not Zaych, it'll be Al-Kaf and Isharim. So then, the flight Sunday night, and Bez Hashem, I'll stay there. I'll just greet all of you there. So, already next Thursday night scheduled for 11:15 in Netiv Aryeh. So next Thursday night scheduled already. After that, we'll figure out where shiur will be. But Mir Tashem, this will be the final shiur in Chutz Laaretz. So it's chutz to be together. And you look around, so many members of the shiur already are in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. They already went before us. They're getting it ready. They're preparing. We assume even Shmuel, who walks in the middle to say hello, is Metzadikal Ben is in Eretz Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem, a lot of the shiur already went. And we're going to all be going, and Mir Tashem, this will be the final shiur in Chutz Laaretz. I want to give a special mazel tov to Max. And a bracha, Max was sponsoring Kiddush tonight, the Sudas Odah, for many different things. Baruch Hashem that he has to be thankful for. About a year ago now was when his family had a Nisoyon and had a fire in the bayis, and Baruch Hashem, everybody was fine, everybody was okay, nobody was hurt, Baruch Hashem. It was also about a year ago that Max had to have a surgery, and Baruch Hashem, he's fully recuperated, 100%. And it happens to be this week he also graduated from college, which is more time to sit and learn Torah, Baruch Hashem. So a special mazel, shall be simcha, shall be brachas, yad shmaya for you and the whole family.
Amen.
This is parshios are so special to be living through, to be learning through. Because again, we feel like we're living through Pesach in the middle of the winter. It's mamish incredible. Every one of us has such a deep kesher to Lel Seder, the Chag HaEmunah. And here we get to go through the Makos and we get to go through all the storyline. And talk Torah and Pesach. We have to remember these shiurim and this Torah because we could, Bez Hashem, shiur it at our Seder, shiur it throughout Pesach. These Torahs again. It's a big schus. So in Parshas Bo, we learn about... Water, whatever there's left. Yeah, yeah, we learn about the Korban Pesach. And everybody knows that the Korban Pesach was brought into our bayis 4 days before it had to be shechted, 4 days before Erev Pesach. Already on the 10th of Pesach. We have to understand why that was necessary. Why did we need to bring the Korban Pesach already into our bayis 4 days before? So this is everybody's here thinking, okay, we don't have to ask us for Shiloh. Everywhere is a Baki in Chumash Rashi, Maver Sedra, and Rashi already tells us, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, why that korban was needed to be brought 4 days prior? And we know it had to be tied l'kare amita, tied to the legs of the bed. You should know every year it's very important, especially Bez Hashem, you'll be zayich b'shatov in the right time to have kinder, be mechanich your children, and chayiv adam laharos it's asmakilitz Mitzrayim. Not just to learn about it, but to show like we're leaving Mitzrayim, to live it. To feel it, to reenact. So every year on the 10th of Pesach, 10th of Nisan, when I come home from yeshiva that day, I come home, I have this big, you remember, I remember, right? I come home with this big stuffed lamb, I have this big stuffed lamb that I bought years ago in Kmart for a few dollars. Apparently that has something to do with Easter also, not just the bunnies, because it was being sold together with the bunnies, whatever it was. But anyways, I come home, and I say, oh, I brought home the Korban Pesach. And then we go upstairs, and I take some sort of rope or some string, and we tie it l'kare amita, and it stays there for 4 days. Mamish by my bed. Then we put it at the table. Sits at one of the seats at the table. Mamish emes every single year. Every year I think about it. I always go online to look into it. I never to get like mamish a real sheep. Emes. You can order a sheep. You know, you can order a sheep. I every year think about doing it. See, maybe this will be the year. Shane is sleeping. No one's to tell her. It'll be a surprise. We'll see what we do.
That's the next level.
Yeah, bad. I think about it, but okay, we'll see. Bez Hashem is Baruch. Anyways, so why does this have to be brought 4 days? So Rashi already asked, why does it have to be 4 days before? Hayav Masvi ben Chirish Omer, Hayoimev, Ve'ever Leich, Ve'erech, V'nei Teich, Eis Doidim. Right? Ve'ever Leich, B'demayachi, B'demayachi. So what's pshat? That basically, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, made a shvua shenishbati la'avram, shegolas banov. He already made a shvua that once we go into Golas, he's going to bring a geula. But we have to earn that. We didn't have any mitzvahs yet to perform mitzvahs to do to earn it. And they were Aaron Ve'aria. They were empty of mitzvahs. V'nasalam sh'tei mitzvahs dam pezach and amila. So he gave them two, Shemalobos Olayla. He gave them two mitzvahs. Mitzvah seses b'damayich, with these two damim. And through them, Mishku yideichem eudzachavim kulchem tzoyin shel mitzvah. And these were the mitzvahs through Dam Pesach and Dam Mila that we were being mekabel upon ourselves to earn the Gula. So that needed to be prior to the Gula. That's what Rashi tells us. But did Rashi answer our question? He answered why it was important to have Dam Pesach. By the way, Dam Pesach is not till Erev Pesach, the Dam Pesach. But okay, even prior we take it in and show that we want to do away with the Avodas Chachavim, with the Avodah Zorah of the Mitzrim, which was represented by that Keves. But what's still the question? Why 4 days? Why 4 days specifically? Why not a day, 2 days? And if I think about it, if I had to make up a days, I would say 3 days. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking to leave Mitzrayim to daven for how long? For 3 days. Three is a chazakah. Three creates a connection. When we prepared for Kabbalah Torah, how did we add Shloisha Shemei Hagbalah? Right? So why 4 days here? Why four? So comes the Hilgish of the Pinchas, Rabbi Amori. This was tell him last night. He was very excited that we're going to tell over this Torah tonight. When I was speaking to him yesterday. He says, maybe the emphasis is not on Dalet Yamim 4 days prior. But what was 4 days prior to Erev Pesach? What day of the week was it? You all should know. What day of the week was it? Shabbos Kodesh. It was Shabbos Kodesh. Why should you all know that? Because you all know the Torah. You all know that we have Shabbos HaGadol. We call Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos HaGadol, because that was the day that we took the carbon into our bayis. And we said, Mitzri asked him, what are you doing? We said, we're taking this to Shech, and it's your God. And what did the Mitzri do? They were completely silent. And it was a tremendous nes and the beginning of the Gula. We all know that. So maybe the emphasis wasn't the necessity to be the number 4 days prior, but that the Gula, and our part in the Gula, our place in the Gula, our avoid in the Gula, had to be with a kesher to Shabbos Kodesh. It had to be Shabbos. It had to all begin on Shabbos. But we have to understand why Shabbos. Before we explain why Shabbos, very interesting, very beautiful. You know, there's an amazing Targum Yoinesin. We've said this before Pesach time, some of the chevra might remember. On the beautiful pasuk, the S.O.S. in Parshas Yisro, Perek Yates, Pasuk Dal, he says, if lo aleinu, we're not all together next week for Shir, although Moshe Yoni, be in Eretz Yisrael, you come to Shir next week, Meretz Hashem. Yeah. Even if we're not Zoichel Mashiach, anyone else supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael? No. But Meretz Hashem, if we're not together for Shir next week, so here I'll give you a little Torah in Yisro already, okay? So the pasuk, very famous pasuk, Ve'ezda Aschem al kanfei nisharim, Ve'avia Aschem elai. Right? So the pasuk says, I'm going to carry you on the wings of the eagle and bring you to me. Simcha Leiner is a very beautiful song to these words, called Kamfei Nisharim. Anyways, L'maisa, what does the Targum Yonisim Bezil say? Targum Yonisim Bezil explains so beautifully that he says, on that day, on Erev Pesach, to the door that was in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up Kladot Bnei Yisrael and brought them to Makom HaMikdash. La'asar beis mikdasha le'mevet haman pischa. He brought them to bring the Karban Pesach in the place we have to bring the Karban Pesach. He can't bring the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim. He brought them to Makom HaMikdash, the Har HaBayis, that night. Incredible. And those explain the Medrash Seichel Toiv from Rabbeinu Menachem Bar Shloimo and others. It's not explicit in Targum Yonison, but they also ate the Karban Pesach there. They also ate the Karban Pesach there, not in Mitzrayim. We always have these pictures, maybe in Agadas, of them sitting in their homes with the Chveis Nish, with the blood on the doorposts, eating Karban Pesach. Nisht! You know where they ate the Karban Pesach? On Har HaBayis they ate Karban Pesach. Incredible. Targum Yonisim Ben Uzziel. Targum Yonisim Ben Uzziel. I think Shmuel was by Rabbi Yonisim Ben Uzziel yesterday, Taka, he said. He was done that. Today. Today are, he's already, today he was there davening. Oh, but listen to this. This is very important, Targum Yonisim. Because with this we could understand our tzitzis. With this we could understand our tzitzis. This is an amazing, it's just Rashi, we should behold it. Rashi tells us, the end of Shalach. You know, Rashi goes through, why do we have four tzitzis? And why do we have, and they're doubled over to be eight strings. The four strings become eight. So four already is what? Keneged Arba Lashona Shagula. Our tzitzis is what? Zecher Yisrael Mitzrayim. Man tizkru v'asid v'kol mitzvoisai. And asher tzitzicha eschan eretz Mitzrayim. The four strings of tzitzis Zecher Yisrael Mitzrayim. And why eight? U'shmoyne chutin. Why is it? They're double over to eight. Keneged shmoyne yamim sheshol Yisrael mishyatum Mitzrayim. At Yom Shira Al Yom. There were 8 days from the time we left Mitzrayim until we said Shira Al Yom. What's the obvious question on this Rashi, which is a Medrash? What's the obvious question? Were there 8 days after leaving Mitzrayim to say Shira? What day do we say Shira? What day is Shira? What the, I don't mean what day of the week was it, but mean what day, how many days after you see Mitzrayim? The seventh day. How many days of Pesach are there? I don't mean the Chutzlarts. I don't think we're talking the Sheni Shagolius. We're talking 7 days of Pesach. What day is the day that commemorates Yom Tov Sheni? Shvi Shal Pesach is what? When we said Shira. Right? We go, we have beautiful Tish, perhaps, Chris Yams of Tish. Right? We say Shira. On the seventh day we said Shira. What do you mean eight strings? Can I get the eighth till the eighth day when we got to say Yashir by Chris Yams? That wasn't the eighth day, it was the seventh day. So comes Mamish, unbelievable. Comes Rabbi Yisachar Dov Belzer, and he says, based on what does he say? He says, based on this Targum Yonisim, we could understand that we were already taken out of Mitzrayim a day earlier. We were taken to Har HaBayis the day earlier. Oh, we were put back in Mitzrayim also that night after eating the Korban Pesach. But there's that day counts as the eighth day. We were taken out already one day. That's the eighth day. But you know what that tells us, Chevron? Listen closely. I was thinking about it. What's the lesson to us? That every geula is only with the ultimate geula in mind. Meaning to leave Mitzrayim wasn't all about leaving Mitzrayim. Vade was in order to be Mekabel Torah, but it was in order to end up in Eretz Yisrael and have Makom HaMikdash. And right away, before we even start the other 7 days of leaving, we have the culmination on day one, in a certain sense, as the remez l'davar, what it's all about. What it's all about is ultimate geula. What it's all about is that we should have Kohanim Lavadasam, Levim L'Shiram, Zimram, and we should be the way we're supposed to with Beis HaMikdash and Mamish Malchus, Beis David, and have it the way we're supposed to have. We have to yearn for this, and that's what the gula we're looking for. The gula we're looking for is not just to be financially successful and have a very nice wife and have beautiful children living in a nice house in Woodmere. That's our yearnings. The gula has to be, and what we're, Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us immediately when we left Mitzrayim, and it's going to take a while till we get there. We're going to go through the years in the Midbar. But you know what the goal is? You know what the end prize is? Har HaBayis. Beis HaMikdash, Yushlaim HaKodesh. That's the ultimate geula. And we're already in this geula of Mitzrayim connecting to the ultimate geula. And by the way, what we're trying to say is, every time I look at my tzitzis, I'm supposed to be reminded of that. Maybe that's where Isim HaSom HaSchartim is called Mitzvot Hashem. Everyone asks, why? You look at your tzitzis, you remember the mitzvot? When I look at my tzitzis, I see the eight. Everyone says, what? Some people, tzitzis is gematria 600 plus 8 strings plus 5 knots is 613. 600 Taryag mitzvot we remember. Or tzitzis, if you have tchilas like myself, doim eliyam, doim l'arkiya, you think about the Eibishter, Taryag mitzvot. Or the Heilige Meshech Chachma. Chav remembers Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma is the most beautiful Torah in tzitzis. Right? Really, ever think about it? Why are tzitzis like this? Where you have this like beginning is this end beautiful product, and then you just have loose strings. Why is that what tzitzis are? Meshech Chachma says it's trying to teach us. Bereishis bara Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the beginning. He gave us koiches, he gave us abilities, he gave us wisdom, he gave us a body, he gave us we create the end. The loose strings is life. Because Baruch Hu created the beginning. He gave us koichos. Now we have to finish the product. Every time I look at my tzitzis, I remember, it's up to me to finish the product. Reizim was a schartim, it's kol mitzvah, how do I finish the product? Torah mitzvahs. So beautiful, no? Mam is beautiful. I don't know any other way to understand tzitzis except for that Meshach Chachma. Mam, I don't know any other way to say, you ever hear another Torah? By the way, anyone ever any other Torah, why it's all the, forget about the numbers. I'm saying why tzitzis are made at the beginning with all the chuyos and nuts, and then you just have loose strings. Why do you have to have loose strings at the end? Where do you find such a thing? So beautiful. I think Emes Lamita. I don't know any other pshat. But maybe we could suggest tonight with this new idea where we understand that the eight strings are connected, the 8 days when we left Mitzrayim, but if we only 8 days if we count the first day, which when we were by our bias immediately. So every time I look at my sisters, I'm reminded of that, I'm reminded of the ultimate goal, which is get back to Geula, getting back to Beis HaMikdash. How? As kol mitzvos Hashem, we should be committing ourselves to mitzvos in a deeper way. Oh. Mamish, if we ended already, there's so much to think about. But we didn't even speak about Shabbos Kodesh yet. We have to get back to our question. Why did that all have to begin with Shabbos? Why did it all have to begin with Shabbos? Why did all of this geula have to begin with all the? Forget, we weren't taken out yet. The preparation, we had to do mitzvahs. And we had to do mitzvahs Korban Pesach, but the beginning of the Korban Pesach specifically had to begin Shabbos Kodesh. Amazing! Forget about the 4 days before, we're saying. It's all that Shabbos, and that is the emphasis. Think about it. Shabbos HaGadol, we don't commemorate the 10th of Nisan. 10th of Nisan is not a special day. It's an amazing thing, right? We don't commemorate the 10th of Nisan. We commemorate Shabbos HaGadol. We commemorate it as a Shabbos. That's when we commemorate and remember this great Nes when we took in. In other words, the emphasis is on the Shabbos, not on the 10th day. If it some years coincides, okay, but generally it doesn't. This year it won't. Right? So we have to understand. Shabbos Kodesh. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Vav. And the Gemara says there's no binyan based on Mikdash and Shabbos. No binyan based on Mikdash. And you would have, the Tver Shleima, the Hilger Adamsker says, we would have thought that binyan based on Mikdash doicha Shabbos. After all, Kabbalah is a doicha Shabbos. What's the Teretz? The Adamsker says so beautifully, but you know what? We're going to read it from the Hilger Shem Shmuel because he says the same. And I think he says it so beautifully. They both do. I could have read it from the Tver Shlomo, but let's listen to the Heilige words of the Heilige Shem Shmuel. This is far in the Parshas Vayera. V'hine ein binyan beis hamikdash doicha Shabbos. V'af shekarbonos doichen Shabbos. Muchrach shebishabbos ein tzorich lebeis hamikdash. I wouldn't say such words if it wasn't the Yemesh Mool said such words. I'm reading you from the Yemesh Mool. Look, I should have photocopied it. You can take a picture after, Chavra. Muchruch. We learn it's for sure. What's a good translation of Muchruch in English? I don't even know.
Proven.
Proven. It's Muchruch. You can't say proven. It's much stronger than that. It's Muchruch. It's Simayr. It's Muchruch. You come in Chasana Wednesday night. Simayr is making. You're all coming. Vada. We're all going. Mirz Hashem. We should go. Mashiach. We should go. He's making chas on Wednesday night. Muchruch shebeshabbos ain't tzorach lebeis hamikdash. On Shabbos, there's no need for the Beis Hamikdash. Machmas shebeshabbos atzma, because on Shabbos itself, nimsa koach sheyesh Beis Hamikdash. You have the koach that's in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. Listen to these words. These are like, you got to photocopy this, make them. We should make this into a beautiful painting. I got to give this to Raviol to make. Mamish, like with the dance, he'd do this one like the dancing letters, you know? Machmas Shabbos Atma Nimsa Koyach Sheyesh Beis Hamikdash. That Shabbos itself has the Koyach that the Beis Hamikdash. To Kamo, one more line. To Kamo Shabbos Hamikdash, Hu Ashras Shechina. Just like, what's the godless Beis Hamikdash? You think it was a menorah? You think it was an Aron? You think it was the beautiful, gorgeous work in the Beis Hamikdash? Beis Hamikdash who Ashra Shechina. It was Ashra Shechina. The Shechina was residing there, that you could feel the closeness to Hashem, that we all know we feel even today, because the Kedusha was not bottle, and every time we go Yerushalayim, every time we go Kaisel, even though it's not Beis Hamikdash, we feel that clarity of oneness with Hashem, of oneness who we're supposed to be. Kamo Kein B'Shabbos. So you feel bad that we're talking about going to Israel and some of you don't yet have tickets. Kamokein b'Shabbos. Comes the Shem Shmuel, and the Damsker says the same. The reason why that there's no binyan based on Shabbos is because there's no need for binyan based on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're already Beis HaMikdash Dick. On Shabbos, you're already living Beis HaMikdash. You're in Beis HaMikdash. You are Beis HaMikdash. You hear this? You hear this, Chevra? So now it makes sense. Why did it all have to begin on Shabbos? Because the whole goal was ultimate gula, which is what? Kirvas Elokim, and feeling Ashra Shechina. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us already to taste that immediately. You have to have a taste of the ends at the beginning, to yearn for it, to grow towards it, to work on ourselves, to pull ourselves out of Menta Shari Tuma, to Mamish Nun Shari Bina. How? Shabbos Kodesh. Have the most Kaddish Dika Shabbos. Start shechting the Karban Pesach, getting rid of the influence that you had from Mitzrayim on Shabbos. That's when it's beginning. You taste Beis HaMikdash, you taste Shabbos, you taste Hashem, you uproot all the avodah zarah of the world. And each and every one of us have to understand that. If we're not zoichi yet to live in Eretz Yisrael, and even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have Beis HaMikdash yet. What do we have today? We don't have Kedushas HaMakom in the way that we did, we have Kedushas HaZman. And it's mamish, the words of Shem Yishmuel, Ein Tzorich Beis HaMikdash in Shabbos. It's Kemo Kein Shabbos, the same as Rosh Pechina. You hear this, Chevra? And some people say, what do you mean? I don't feel that, really? Then I'm not going to, I don't feel it. Tomorrow night, Bez Hashem, I bought Lein Lotov, it's going to be Shabbos Kodesh. And we're going to go to Shul Shabbos Kodesh. And how often it is we're in Shul Shabbos Kodesh, you look around, people are mamish dozing off, mamish falling asleep, mamish, it's Kabbal Shabbos, it's Lecha Doidi, and it's like, there's 100 people in Shul, and like 6 of them are up into it, and the other 94, half of them are like saying the words and half of them are sleeping. Like literally. We need to live Shabbos. You need to wake up for Shabbos and you'll feel it. When you're you could be, so imagine, right? You could be somewhere. Imagine that you're at Chvesnisht, you know, the most inspirational speech of all time, but you're sleeping through it. So you didn't hear a word because you were sleeping. But in that room was the most inspirational speech. It went on. Inherent in that makom was Kedusha. You just slept through it. You just slept through it. You could go Chvesnish, it could be the most amazing chasana of all time, the most incredible music, and everyone's talking about it, and you went. But you mamish fell asleep immediately. Chvesnish, some guys, right? People, stupidly, I don't know why they think they need a drink at a chasana, and they drink and get drunk at a chasana. If you're not, you can't be besimcha for the chasana and kali, you need a drink. I don't mean the problem having one l'chaim, two l'chaim, but getting drunk. What is this, Purim? It's not Purim. It's not Purim, it's a chasana. It's a bizoyim, bizoyinus. And young people who get drunk at a chasana, they don't remember a thing. They don't. It's like, it was the most beautiful chasana, beautiful simcha, simcha's chasana kala, but they were out. They weren't even there. But it's not that the simcha wasn't there and the kedusha wasn't there. They weren't there, even though they were in the room. You could sometimes be somewhere and not appreciate it, godless, because you're asleep. How many yidden are either literally, physically, or emotionally and spiritually sleeping through Shabbos? When we have Beis HaMikdash every week, we have to live Shabbos, we have to tant Shabbos. How many of us tant at our Shabbos table? Start tanting at our Shabbos table, singing at our Shabbos table. How are we going to give this over one day to our children? That's what our Shabbos table is to be like. Okay, it's hard now, maybe we have to be tanting, we have to be singing. That's why it is. Why is it? We're living in a door and there's so much talk about those who are lo aleinu, mechal Shabbos, from quote unquote from homes, when it comes to using cell phone on Shabbos. Okay, it's true, it's technology. Again, we know all the ailments and terrible of technology, and it's a little easier than other things and it's more private. But ultimately, someone who really loves Shabbos, you can't bring yourself to. You. Any of us could even think about, imagine, even if we were forced to because we were supposed to, it's hard to do. When you have to, lo aleinu, because of a chayla or something, it's hard to bring oneself to do. Even though that's the proper halacha of Ratzon Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh! Shabbos Kodesh! But there's a door that doesn't appreciate it. They're able to bring themselves to be Mechal Shabbos because they didn't grow up. They grew up in Shomer Shabbos homes, quote unquote. They grew up in homes that they weren't Mechal Shabbos. Homes that were going to shul on Shabbos, that had Suda Shabbos, but were sleeping through Shabbos. Sleeping through Beis HaMikdash. We have to be awake, we have to be living, we have to be dancing, we have to be singing Shabbos. I'll read you a little bit. I saw this somewhere on Reddit. It didn't say where it's from. We'll read it and everybody knows who it's from. You'll see, I'll read it and everyone knows who said this. There's no question. I don't even have to say. The Heilige Karliner would say before Shabbos, Master of the world, I have fish for Shabbos, I have challah for Shabbos, but where do I get Shabbos for Shabbos? So you know this is a very special privilege to have Shabbos on Shabbos. Because it's possible to keep Shabbos, to keep every law, but to taste Shabbos? To taste Shabbos is so special. So this is what our holy rabbis teach us. There's Shmir Shabbos, keeping holy Shabbos. Then there's Oinek Shabbos, the bliss of Shabbos. The bliss of Shabbos is a special gift, a gift from heaven. Obviously, Rabbi Shlomo had to say those words. But that's what it is. We might have the fish, and we have the cholent, and we have the shul, and we have the token zemer. Do we have Shabbos for Shabbos? And if we had Shabbos for Shabbos, we'd be feeling Mamish Beis HaMikdash. Mamish Beis HaMikdash, Chevra. So listen to this. Ready, some big tires? Zocher es Yoim HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Zocher es Yoim HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Peches very famously says, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, they all spoke about Mokom HaMikdash in a different way. Right? Avraham Avinu called Mokom HaMikdash what? And we know Chevra. What he called it? Har. Called it a mountain. Yitzchak Avinu came and called it what? Sodeh. Field. Yaakov Avinu came and called it what? Bias. So I saw brought down from the Sefer Maaseh Choshev, and others say that then David HaMelech called Mokom HaMikdash Tefillah. Ki beis Tefillah, Yikarei L'Cholamim. Called it Tefillah. You could say it was David, or you could say back to a Torah we've said many times at the table from the Heilige Rav Aaron of Belz. I've seen this quoted from Rav Shor and Halakha Chaliva of the Shira Pinchas as well many times. Anything Belz, obviously, he talks about all the time. Such a beautiful Torah. You'll hear this, you remember learning this Torah, where there's a medrash, it's one of these medrashim, you don't know where it is, but it's a medrash quoted in many places, that there was a machaneh of malachim, a camp of malachim, that built already first wall of Beis HaMikdash. Machaneh's gematria, 103. So every wall of Beis HaMikdash has to be 103. Who came and built the second wall? Second wall was built by Avram, if you know. Avram called it what? Har. What's Har with the koilel 206? 2 times 103. Who built the third wall? Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak called it Sadeh. What's Sadeh Begematria? 309. 3 times 103. Came Yaakov and he has the fourth wall. What's fourth wall? Bias. He called it Makom Bias. What's Bias Begematria? 412. 4 times 103. So you have your four walls. But you need a fifth wall. Comes Heilige Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu calls it what? He davens and davens and davens. He builds, he has the four walls, but he needs a roof. He builds the roof through Tvila. Tvila, Veschanan are both gematria. 515, 5 times 103. You can't make this stuff up. You hear this, Chevra? You hear a Torah like this. You tell me that Torah is not Emesh Mamita. Is there anything else in the world that compares to that? You heard that Torah? If you don't tell over this Torah at the Shabbos table, something's wrong with you. The whole world needs to hear such a Torah. Crazy. Veschanan, Tvila, exactly 515, 5 times 103, the Gag. So the last wall was Tvila. So it could be it was from David, it could be from Moshe. And by the way, it makes sense, it could be David, it could be Moshe. Because that's the last wall, the culmination. And we have, the Zohar already tells us that Mashiach's going to be Mashiach ben David. But Mashiach's also going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zohar says it explicitly. Comes Or HaChaim HaKadosh and explains it. I was going to read it inside, but for the sake of time, if you look, it's Or HaChaim in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Mem Tes. Mamash, it's crazy. Or HaChaim brings down the Zohar. He says, on one hand, it's Mashiach ben David. On the other hand, the Zohar says, Ki Moshe Hoya Gal, Asher Gal Asav Aseinu. Because it says, Masha Hoya, Hu Shiyiyah. Masha Hoya, the one who was, meaning Yosha let us out the first time, he'll lead us out the next time. Masha Hoya, Hu, Rashi Tevas, Moshe. Moshe is going to lead us out again. So Rechaim HaKadosh explains very beautifully that basically Moshe is koilel from all Yud Beis Shiftei Ka, and a chelik of David is within Moshe, and that's why David, Moshe is the Melech, and the Kohen, and the Levi, and the Navi, and everybody in one. So, Rashbi.
Moshe and Rashbi.
Also, right, correct. So David, it's going to be Moshe, but Moshe is koilel, David's already koilel within Moshe. And it's Beferish Zohar, Beferish Rechaim HaKadosh, if you're afraid to open a Zohar. Rechaim's just quoting the Zohar.
So it's David and Moshe as one that create the final Gog, the roof of Beis HaMikdash, through Tefillah. So now what are the four, the callings of Beis HaMikdash? Har, Sodeh, Bayis, Tefillah. Zachar es Yoim, HaShabbos, Lekacho. HaShabbos, Har, Sodeh, Bayis, Tefillah. Wow. You hear, Chavra? You hear, Chavra? Because it's all one. Meaning Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos is one. So you're going to be merames in Zohar, you're going to have Shabbos to all the shemos of Beis HaMikdash that were built by who? By the Avos and eventually Moshe Rabbeinu and David, which is Tefillah. Zohar, you're going to have Shabbos, Lekacho. And that's our ability is to connect to Shabbos. That's what we have now. If we connect to Shabbos, that's when we have Beis HaMikdash. And we feel the closeness of Hashem. That's why, of course, it is Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Yechaz and Beis. We kick Shtei Shabbosois. We'll Zoycha to Gula. It's all that Shabbos, because on Shabbos we're Mein HaAlem HaBa already. We're already in Gula. We're already in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Zoycha Yem HaShabbos. Har Soda Bayez Tefillah. Incredible, no chavar? Love it. You gotta love Torah. And that's why it is, of course. Well, go look in the Zohar and Parshas Yisro and Peches and Mevez. What does he say? The three Sudas of Shabbos are what? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But then you also have to have Malav Malka, which is Sudas, Dov, and Melch, Mashiach. So you have what? The Har, the Sada, the Bayis, and the Tefillah. On Shabbos, you're already tapping into the Tzaddikim that build Beis HaMikdash. Because on Shabbos, it's Mein Olam Haba. We have to live Shabbos in such a way, feeling like we're in Beis HaMikdash. Now we understand also why we need such a chan for Shabbos. You're just going to walk into Beis HaMikdash? I mean, a yid would walk into Beis HaMikdash without going to the mikveh? Obviously, also, you can't. So you're going to walk into Shabbos without going to the mikveh? You're going to walk into Shabbos without going to the mikveh? You're going to walk into Shabbos without preparing, without looking beautiful? Going into the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without making your house beautiful, without preparing in every way. We have to make Erev Shabbos more Kaddosh. Not just Shabbos more Kaddosh. We have to make Erev Shabbos more Kaddosh. If we realized, I'm preparing to walk into Beit HaMikdash, I'm not going to prepare better for Shabbos. I'm not going to make sure that my Erev Shabbos is Kaddosh. To sit and learn, be Maver Sedra. And just even to physically take care of myself and the bias to prepare for Mamish Makom HaMikdash. What is chuz? And if we're prepared, we'll feel it more. We don't feel it, we're not living it. If we realize this and we live it, it's going to be different Shabbos. Shabbos will be a different makom. By the way, it's incredible. We know how long this Shabbos really lasts, up until Tuesday. Until Tuesday, we're still connected to the previous Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 3 days after. 3 days after exactly takes us what? If when they took the Korban Pesach, they took the Korban Pesach on the 10th, and you have 3 days after that, you're still connected to Shabbos, then you're ready already, you move on, and you're ready for Beis HaMikdash for the ultimate Gula. You had those 4 days of Shabbos, and then we're ready for Erev Pesach and Mamashech Korban Pesach. You can't make this up. Zachar Shem HaShabbos Lekacho. That's what it means also. What Vishamru B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, Lazos es HaShabbos Adoras and Brisolam. What are we repeating? Vishamru B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, Bnei Israel to keep Shabbos. Last of the Shabbos, to make the Shabbos l'dorasam brisolam, for all generations of brisolam. Shouldn't the passage say v'sham b'nei Israel Shabbos? Lasos oso, losas oso, l'dorasam brisolam. Why are you repeating Shabbos? Because v'sham b'nei Israel Shabbos, we will have to keep Shabbos properly. Lasos es HaShabbos, to make what? The Har Sada Bayis Tefillah, to make the Beis HaMikdash. That will be Zoichet Beis HaMikdash. Because when we start tapping into the Gula, that will be Zoichet the Gula. Just like Chal Yisrael, on that Shabbos, we're already starting to prepare and tapping into Gula so that it could lead to the ultimate Gula and be brought to our Avayas like HaKadosh Baruch Hu already did for them on that day of Pesach immediately. So to we, if we want Beis HaMikdash, we have to start connecting on what? On Shabbos Kodesh. If we start connecting on Shabbos Kodesh, we'll connect to Beis HaMikdash. Chevra, let me tell you something. I want to tell you something incredible. I don't know why I didn't hear this at any of the Hespedim, and didn't hear it even by the Shloshim. My father told me, he knows this 100%. Maybe the Rebbe told him, I don't remember who he heard it from. Chevra, we know a little over a month ago, it's going to be 5 weeks ago, This Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. We lost a tzaddik from our community. Dr. Richie Friedman, who was an Adam Gadol, a tzaddik, a walking Baal Chesed in every way. Didn't waste a moment, mamish, of his time. His son, Shmuel Aryeh, said over at the Shloshim, at the Hasbedim, was one of the most powerful Hasbedim I've ever heard in my life. It's kedai to watch if you haven't seen Shmuel Aryeh's Hasbed. Because you watch it, you're going to care a lot more about every person in your life, I guarantee it. It's heart-wrenching, you have to be ready, it's heart-wrenching. It's real. It's real. But the Shloshim, he said as well, he says, I know why my tati was taken on Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. I know why he was taken on Matzei Shabbos. We all know he was killed in a car. Car hit him walking home from shul Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. He says as well, I thought he was going to say, because you know, Chorban Beis Hamikdash was Matzei Shabbos. That's the only time when tragedy could occur like this. Because already Sunday morning, you're looking forward to connecting to the next Shabbos. The only time you're leaving Shabbos is Matzei Shabbos. That's what the morale explains. He said as well, it's unbelievable. He said, my father didn't waste a moment where he wasn't helping people and caring for people, or sitting and learning or davening. There was nothing. There wasn't a moment he wasn't connected to Hashem. We know by David HaMelech, very famously, David HaMelech knew he was going to be Niftar on Shabbos. He didn't stop learning, but then the Satan came, the Malchamavis, and made a distraction, and because he stopped for a moment, the Malchamavis could take him. But if we're involved in mitzvos non-stop, Malchamavis can't take you. The only time he said, my father, that the Malchamavis would find any few moments that he could take him, was on his walk home on Matzei Shabbos, because you know, the minute he gets home, he's going to be doing chassad immediately, checking and going on to help people. The only time the whole week he wasn't necessarily helping people or learning or whatever, but those 8 minutes, that 8 minute walk, that's the only time Malcolm of us can get him. What sheifas that we have to live up to. We should think in our lives there should be a moment in our life we're not involved in mitzvahs, in chesed, in Torah, in tefillah. But listen to this, that's not what I want to say. Listen to this. Richie, we know, everyone knows he kept Rabbeinu Tam, that's why he was walking home. The shul was over and people were driving home. He was offered a ride home. He said, no, I hold Rabbeinu Tam. Richie Mamish held Rabbeinu Tam. So why did Richie hold Rabbeinu Tam? Why did Richie hold... Listen to this, Chavra. Listen to this. Well, I always thought, I knew that he held Rabbeinu Tam, but I thought, held Rabbeinu Tam. I didn't know why he held Rabbeinu Tam. It's a chumrah to add on to Shabbos a little bit. Maybe held of it even lahalacha, perhaps, on some level. Why did he hold Rabbeinu Tam? He says, you know why he took about Rabbeinu Tam? Richie was a big doctor, and he often had different emergencies. And he had to be, he walked around on Shabbos, obviously with his Atzala walkie-talkie, he was the medical director of Atzala. And he walked around on Shabbos with his cell phone, which was Lahalacha, Ratzon Hashem. And he had to take calls on Shabbos, and he had to go do surgeries on Shabbos, maybe. I don't know, places he had to help people on Shabbos. Which was Lishma, which was MS, which was Ratzon Hashem, what Hashem wanted him to be doing. But he said to himself, maybe there were times when there were calls he took, and there were things that he did that maybe then didn't really need to be taken. How does he know lechachil? He didn't know. Meaning, again, he did everything at MS. But he thought maybe there were things that really didn't. That maybe it was some level at times of a small Pagam Shabbos. So he said, I have to do something to show how much I love Shabbos and to be Mekadosh Shabbos to make up for anything I might have been dropped, not showed the proper kavod to Shabbos. So he took upon Rabbeinu Tam. You hear this, Chevra? A Yid? So maybe each and every one of us also, think about it. Whether it's before Shabbos. Tosefta Shabbos could be before and after Shabbos. But if we realize that Kadosh Shabbos is, and none of us in this room are doctors and have that cheshbon. But are we treating Shabbos properly as much as we should? Are we davening the way we should on Shabbos? Are we learning the way we should on Shabbos? Are we eating the way we should on Shabbos? Are we living Shabbos, dancing Shabbos, singing Shabbos? If we realize, I'm in Beis HaMikdash Shabbos, if we had the schus to go into Beis HaMikdash, what cover we would give to Beis HaMikdash, would anyone ever speak a negative word in Beis HaMikdash, a word of Chas HaShalom that's not a perfect, a word of Lashon Hara, a word of bittel, of any type of word out of your mouth that wasn't Kodesh Kedoshim of Torah Tefillah. Vadinish, Beis HaMikdash, the house of Hashem. All Shabbos were in Beis HaMikdash. All Shabbos were in Beis HaMikdash. We have to live like we're in Beis HaMikdash. We have to prepare like we're in Beis HaMikdash. And maybe, hello, if I'm in Beis HaMikdash, I want to leave Beis HaMikdash, stay there as long as I could, v'ad to hold Tatzav Shabbos, v'ad to hold Rabbeinu Tam. What's the shailu? I'm running away from Beis HaMikdash. Once a week, I get to be on Beis HaMikdash. I'm running away for what? To check a score of a game? To call somebody? To what? I'm with Eibishter, I'm in his home. I'm in Eibishter, in his home. That's where the gula began, that's where the gula has to begin, that's where the gula will end. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we should all be Zoicha. We should all be Zoicha. If the Torah is telling us the gula, every gula is only after Gula's Mitzrayim. And Gula's Mitzrayim, we're learning tonight, began because of Kedusha Shabbos. So that means that it's going to be again because of Kedusha Shabbos. So it's up to us to have the proper Kedusha Shabbos, to feel the Beis HaMikdash of Shabbos, to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos, to live Shabbos. And z'chus of that will be Zoicha, just like the Gemara in Shabbos Kedusha Yilcha says, if we live Shabbos properly, we'll be Zoicha to the ultimate Geula Shlema with Mashiach, Ben David, with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Geula Shlema, B'mheira, B'yameinu.
Oh, my God.